Welcome to the NewsHour. I'm Steve Lindman. My guest today is Mickey Huff. I'm delighted to have Mickey back. Mickey is California-based professor of history at Diablo Valley College. He's also on the executive committee of the Media Freedom Foundation. He's the former associate director of Project Censored. You all know about Project Censored. It's an annual book. You can go to projectcensored.org/store. You can get the latest edition, Censored 2010, the top 25 Censored stories of 2008-09, and so, so much more. Well, we want to talk about, so much with Mickey, whatever is on Mickey's mind, including an article that he and Peter Phillips wrote called Inside the Media, the Military Media Industrial Complex, Impacts on Movements for Peace and Social Justice. Everybody listening to this program and others on Republic don't need to be reminded about the state of the major media. You know it. But Mickey and Peter wrote a very detailed article. Mickey can go into more detail about it. And anything else that we might want to talk about, we can rage over anything during this hour. Mickey, I welcome you to the program.
Mickey? Always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Shall we begin with your article?
Sure. Peter and I have been working on a series of articles. This one in particular, all of them address the theme of the Censored 2010 book that we co-edited and co-authored large sections of. That came out this fall, as you know, Censored 2010. One of the main themes, of course, of the book and ensuing articles is that corporate media is not in the business of news. They're in the business of infotainment or entertainment, distraction, spectacle, propaganda. And this is a deliberate move. This is not accidental. This is not a question necessarily even of supposed incompetence. A lot of liberal explanations for failures of institutions is that they're run by incompetent people. And in this case, the argument largely is that the media, the corporate media in particular, is not necessarily being run by incompetent people. It's being purposely run aground or afoul. It's purposely being driven as a propaganda organ of the elite established class. And, you know, this is not, by the way, as you know, a new idea. This is, I mean, you can go back into the 1950s. C. Wright Mills wrote about the power elite. You can go back even further than that into the 20th century. People like Eddie Bernays, Walter Lippmann, they argued emphatically that this power elite ought to control the public mind, as it was called, or the ideas of the day. And we've devolved, of course, into a society where we have this ubiquitous mass media technology that is controlled mostly by a handful of corporations. Several of them also, not only, of course, are they public relations firms, but they own so many different things, from sporting teams to magazines, et cetera, et cetera. And at any rate, there is a concerted effort to control messaging from the top down, and we could talk about that after the break.
Oh, indeed so, and they do it, but I think more and more people are catching on to what they do and hopefully tuning out, listening to programs like this, others like it. We'll be right back after the break.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm with Mickey Huff, talking about the state of the media. Mickey, I'm trying my recollection. I think Walter Lippmann, a rather well-known journalist back around the 1920s or so, sometime around that time, and one of his comments inspired the Herman Chomsky book, Manufacturing Consent. Lippmann talked about the need to manufacture off consent, is what he said. The powerful need to manufacture consent so to keep the rabble in line. I don't know whether he referred to keeping the rabble in line or somebody else around that time, but I think Chomsky wrote a book with that title. The rabble, of course, meaning us. We shouldn't know anything. That's dangerous
rabble,
when people know things.
The rabble are you and I and all of the listeners here and not only Lippmann, who wrote several books, one on public opinion, another called Liberty in the News, but Eddie Bernays. I like to bring these people up in contemporaneous discussions of news media in particular, because a lot of people either are unaware of them or have forgotten about them. And Bernays was the, it's around turn of the century, Bernays was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. And Bernays, of course, used many of his uncle's ideas about understanding personality and what shaped people and so forth. And Bernays outright claimed that the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. And those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling class or the true ruling power of our country. And he wrote that in 1928 in a book literally called Propaganda, which I know you're very familiar with, and I hope your listeners would get very familiar with. It's a short book. In fact, it was re-released a few years back with a brilliant introduction from Professor Mark Crispin Miller at New York University. And it's something that I think that if your listeners are looking for a few historical resources to understand the magnitude of the problem of information control that has contributed to what Peter and I now refer to, Peter Phillips, refer to as a truth emergency, then I think that you're going to go a long way in how you approach media, how you become more media literate, and how you communicate with people that have a steady diet of top-down, controlled information. And this is by a handful of corporations, as you know, a handful of companies. You know, 30 years ago, Ben Bagdikian, former dean of journalism at Cal Berkeley, said we're approaching a crisis of media. We have 50 companies that control all of what we hear. I said 50, 50, 49 plus 1. Now we have fewer than 10. There are six major players. And in fact, there are some players, like Rupert Murdoch at News Corp, that not only owns Fox, but owns so many other outlets, Fox News. But they have subsidiary branches of their investment for investments and so forth, whereby people that owned the Weekly Standard, the Project for New American Century publication, they were losing millions of dollars a year publishing far right-wing neoconservative propaganda. They were losing millions of dollars a year, but they were keeping that afloat because of how it's important for them to control the message and keep certain messages out into the populace, like the war on terror, the war on terrorism. Al-Qaeda is out to get you. Osama bin Laden is the boogeyman. Weapons of mass destruction. You know, the neocons were responsible in large part for the genesis of all of those mythological phrases. And the corporate media, of course, picked them all up and cheerleaded all of these types of vague phrases, false statements. Once upon a time, people used to call false statements lies. But I think our culture has lost the taste for honesty such that we can't even call corporate media lies anymore. And everything is turned or spun. Everything is turned into, you know, a phony debate, like the debate about global warming or climate change, and we can't even talk about things honestly with certain terms. I know you've written extensively about vaccines and these types of things, but I mean, control the message and control how we talk about it.
I don't hesitate to use the word lie, and you saw the article that I wrote. I mean, I was so obsessed with these guys who are liars, and the phrase that hit me was, these people on air, especially TV people, they're paid liars. So you saw the article I wrote that I call Paid Lying.
Oh, yes.
The state of the media, with my subtitle, whatever, what the state of the media is. But paid lying, I mean, that's what they are. The on-air people, I actually put in two categories. The cable TV types that know nothings that through most of the programming day, aside from what's repeated at night, some of the primetime stuff and the rest, they're nothing but teleprompter readers. The only skill for that job is to read a teleprompter and make it look like you're doing a half-decent job. And then you get the few people who come on in prime time, and they're the ones that are supposed to have half a brain because they get paid more, in some cases a lot more. And those are the people I call paid liars, every single one of them. That's what they do. Can I read one of my favorite quotes?
Oh, please do.
Oh, the famous book by Alec Carey, published posthumously, I think in the late 1980s after he died. And he wrote this incredible book called Taking the Risk Out of Democracy, subtitled Corporate Propaganda Versus Freedom and Liberty. And the great quote from that book was, the 20th century has been characterized by three developments of great political importance.
Mm-hmm.
The growth of democracy, the growth of corporate propaganda, and the growth of corporate propaganda as a means of protecting corporate power from democracy.
Absolutely.
What a great quote.
Well, it's not only a great quote, it's spot on, and you could see how these theories were developed from Bernays and through people like Lippmann up through the 20th century, where we have a power elite, and Peter has written about this in, he's a professor of sociology at Sonoma State University, where Project Censored was founded, has written a lot about this power elite in what's called a global dominance group. And what we have discovered, of course, and all it requires to discover is to look in the right places, is that we have a great symbiotic set of affairs and relations going on between this global dominance group, these higher circles of government and corporate power, that also have direct connection to the media. And if you take a look in the article that was published at the globalresearch.ca website, also at mediafreedominternational.org, that's our sister site at the Media Freedom Foundation with Project Censored, inside the military media industrial complex. And what we have here is people like William Kennard, Doug Warner III. We have these people both sitting on the boards of directors at the Carlyle Group and New York Times, at Bechtel and NBC, or General Electric. And people don't recall that General Electric controls NBC, essentially, and that they are a major defense contractor simultaneously. John Bryson, Alan Lewis, these people are at Disney, which owns ABC. They're also at Boeing and Halliburton, two major defense contractors. Doug McCorkindale, Gannett Papers, also over at Lockheed Martin. This global dominance group, then, has not just infiltrated our media, but they then sit on the boards of directors that make significant editorial decisions about what is or is not, or even if something is reported, how it is reported, marginalized, framed, dismissed, and how any significant fact-based analysis or critique of the global dominance group itself or any commentary about the power elite itself is essentially castrated. It's impotent.
It does not get a voice. And no. When they make a mistake, Mickey, and once in a while put on somebody good like you, they will discover their mistake and at most probably give you about a minute and a half and then quickly break to commercial and you're gone.
The lights will dim, the microphones will be cut, the commercial sponsors will stampede in, and I will be marched off. No stopping at the green room. Do not pass go. Do not collect your measly $200. We hope you enjoyed your 15 seconds. We don't get Warhol's 15 minutes anymore. We're down to the nanobyte culture. We get 15 seconds,
so.
Maybe.
It's a sad situation because
it's incredibly sad.
Things seem to get worse and worse all the time, Mickey. And here we have a new administration. It's astonishing that people expected Obama to be something incredibly different than what's gone on for the past 8 years. Anybody, intelligent people, I don't want to mention the name and embarrass someone, but I remember before he took office, I exchanged an email with a distinguished academic at Columbia, a good guy, a guy on our side of the fence, and I was amazed. Oh, he didn't think it was a foregone conclusion that things would be rosy under Obama. I would say that his view was he was hopeful. He was hopeful that there really would be enough change so that we would be very happy with this guy as president than the past guy. And I was very polite in my email, but I said something like, well, indeed, I'm hopeful the way you are, but I have to say very honestly, I don't think there's a chance in the world that that's going to happen. And really what I wanted to say was it's only a question in my mind as to how bad it will be, not how good it will be.
I think these people were delusional.
Oh, absolutely delusional. Oh, another break, Mickey. We'll be right back.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Mickey, let me just take a moment. I need to make an apology
to
my guest coming on tomorrow, Ramzi Baroud. We will talk about occupied Palestine. Ramzi lives on the West Coast, a little north of you, Mickey, in the state of Washington.
Right.
But he's been spending some time working in Brunei. So we were trying to be certain to get the day right, and I messed up. He has been on alert, expecting me to call him to be on now, where it's Tuesday his time, but Monday for me, and he will be on Wednesday for him, and Tuesday for me. So Ramzi, if you listen to the archive of this program or tuned in and are listening now, I just emailed you to apologize. You have my sincere apologies. We will be on in 24 hours, less about 25 minutes, and I very much look forward to it anyway.
Well, you know, Ramzi is doing some very important type of work and reporting, and, you know, just to sort of even further bolster your apology and foreshadow the importance and significance of that discussion that you're going to have. The Project Censored 2010 book has two stories, number 9 and number 11 in chapter 1 in the top 25, U.S. arms used for war crimes in Gaza, private corporations profiting from the occupation of Palestine. That is a very crucial and significant issue, and one where in the U.S. media we have a virtual blackout. Talk about a truth emergency, particularly about Mideast politics. You know, 90-odd percent of the American public is literally being led by the nose by corporate media, by politicians in both major parties, right into the truth emergency zone about Israel-Palestine issues.
Well, there's no question, Mickey. It's the topic that I seem to write on more than any other.
Well, it's not going away. I mean,
it's not going away.
And
you're
law.
Right. It's the third rail as far as U.S. journalism goes. You don't deal if the thing that criticizes Israel. It doesn't matter if they massacre hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands
by
of people.
By even their own admission, the Israeli government vowed a significantly disproportionate response. A response was an interesting term, too, since they're the ones that had a massive escalation of the attacks the day Obama was elected.
They sure did.
2008. And people here, of course, were smoke and mirrors. They're all distracted. They don't see what's going on. And then in the midst of the Michael Phelps Olympic swimmer getting caught hitting a bong, that's all the press is abuzz about the Olympic swimmer that smokes marijuana. Meanwhile, in France, they had interviews with Israeli government officials saying that they were going to just completely pummel Palestine. So much for the Goldstone report, right? That came out and said, yes, in fact, this did happen, and this is what happened. And over here, we're trying to censor the Goldstone report. And this is written by a guy at the UN who's a Zionist to boot, who even sees that, okay, this was a terrible problem. Look, you didn't even have to have the Goldstone report. If we weren't so infatuated in our country with junk food news, we would have seen that the Israelis were promising to do what they in fact did that we now claim never happened. It's an amazing cycle, this propaganda in the United States. And I know your listeners should be looking forward to hearing that interview tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Ramsey has a book that has come out in the UK. It'll be released in this country, I think, in March. And I have I wrote a brief review that he asked me to do because the publisher is a way to get the publisher to have a bigger print run first time around. And it's on his website, Palestine Chronicle. I have a more extensive review that he asked me to hold back and wait until the U.S. edition comes out that so far looks to be in March. It's a wonderful book. It's called My Father Was a Freedom Fighter. He was born and he grew up in a Gaza refugee camp.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells the story of his father and his grandfather and what they went through going back to the 1940s and earlier than the 1940s, and what happened, and they were expelled from the village where they and their forebears lived for hundreds of years, centuries, and Israelis drove them out. They never believed that they wouldn't be allowed to come back, but of course they weren't, and their village and over 500 others were literally bulldozed to the ground by Israel to erase the history of over 500 villages and Arab communities in Israeli cities.
And there's nothing anti-Semitic about reporting the facts on the ground, regardless where they lead. This is, of course, the charge that's led by defenders of Israeli imperialism. You will say de facto U.S. imperialism in the Middle East. And just before we get back to a couple of the other bits on the military-industrial media complex. Project Censored did a study in the 2009 book, Chapter 7, U.S. Media Bias, Human Rights, and the Hamas Government in Gaza. And a lot of the work that you'll see in that chapter is also, you can see that online at mediafreedominternational.org. And also, another show to check out on the radio is Flashpoints at flashpoints.net at KPFA with Dennis Bernstein and Nora Barrows Friedman that do stellar reporting almost daily.
I've got Nora on the program next week, Mickey, and also Robert Knight.
There you go, another contributor
to
Flashpoint. Your listeners should be aware of them.
We'll take a break. Come right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
On with Mickey Huff. One more quick comment, Mickey, and I'll let you jump back in on the media or wherever else you want to go. But there are so many misstatements / lies that are so upsetting. One of the ones that sticks in my craw very heavily is the idea of calling people like myself self-hating Jews. Of course, the meaning of that is the Jews and non-Jews who dare to tell the truth about what's going on. They're not self-hating. They are righteous. They're on the right track. They're doing the right thing. And the more of us who do it, it will be that much harder for the bad guys to cover up what we talk about. Anyway, where should we go next? Back to the media?
Well, you know, the media is, of course, the inescapable problem. You know, I mean, regardless really of what any particular you know, agendas we have or interests we have or things that we find to be important or more important than others, whether, like we've said before on previous shows and like we've said in the Censored 2010 book or like we say in any of the articles we're doing on this ongoing truth emergency, is that no matter what your primary issue of reform or radical change is, whether it's problems with elections, thinner democracy, the 9/11 cover-up, the ongoing fraud war on so-called terrorism. If your second issue isn't media issues and reforming and actually radically revolutionizing the way that we get information and seek the truth, let's be honest, reform is another problem in and of itself that tends to mask many of the significance of the problems we face. If the second focus you have isn't on how you're going to accurately inform yourselves and others around you about your key concerns, then you're really fighting an uphill battle. You're tilting at windmills, people used to say. So we are now faced with a problem so severe. Not only are we having, you know, just the failure even of corporate institutional media around us. Just recently, just at the end of this past year, we're faced with the Federal Trade Commission held, you know, a conference on state of journalism that talked about how there are now more PR, public relations people, sort of manipulating our information than there are actually working journalists. And John Nichols and Bob McChesney, who've written several books, of course, on the problems of media, they hit nail on the head, and this is, again, a major theme in the censored book, spin replaces news. Infotainment replaces hard news. Distraction and spectacle replaces substance. This is a real serious problem. It's being noted on multiple sides of the aisle here when we even talk about ideology. And I know before one of the breaks we had talked about a colleague, a friend, someone at Columbia who was hopeful, and I had quipped that potentially these folks, not this person in particular, I don't know whom you're speaking about exactly, but these types of liberal hopefuls, in my estimation, were delusional, because anybody that paid any attention could see that Obama wasn't really changing the direction of American empire. He was simply changing the face of it. He wasn't changing many of the policies. He was changing the way that we talk about some of the Bush doctrine type policies. Guantanamo still isn't closed. Obama hasn't opened up or made transparent or had any sunlight effect on executive order issues, on surveillance policy. The Obama people haven't fought to change many of the draconian Bush year elements that we saw. And again, you didn't have to look terribly far. I know we were just talking about Israel and Palestine. You didn't have to look far to see how that wasn't going to change after Rahm Emanuel became the chief of staff before Obama was even inaugurated.
Oh, indeed so.
I know another guest. I believe you have Bob Abele on your show this week again.
Oh, he's coming on end of the week.
Bob, you did this. Bob did this. Peter and I did this. We all wrote pieces before Obama was even inaugurated saying, wolf in sheep's clothing, hold on, this is just the other face of American empire. Just take a look at the first president in U.S. history to retain a cabinet official from the previous administration of an opposing party as Secretary of Defense, former CIA-connected Robert Gates. Obama himself, actually, out of law school, worked for a front company with connections with the Central Intelligence Agency. If you go back and look at the presidents dating back, you know, through even, like, say, Eisenhower, connected directly to the military, Kennedy, seen as an outsider and done away with by insiders, Johnson being one of the insiders. Nixon, of course, had close ties through the Red Scare to the deep government levels, as Peter Dale Scott has called it. We have the Bush Sr., head of the CIA, under Ford. Carter and the Trilateral Commission and Brzezinski, all connections to the deep state, right, and American empire building. Then we have Reagan with Bush Sr. as vice president, former head of the CIA. Then we have Clinton, who was groomed by the CIA, dating back to his early years and through governor of Arkansas. Then you've got George W., son of former head of CIA and one of the mouthpieces for the neoconservative movement, the other side of the American empire coined from the trilateralists. And now we've got Obama, somebody else that's got roots back to the CIA. I mean, so look, when we talk about the policy, the inner policy circles and the higher circle government, the deep state, when we talk about any of these kind of terms, the global dominance group, I mean, we're talking about a pretty small group of people that essentially control much of what goes on, and they can't do it without controlling the media and the public mind. All the way back to the beginning of the hour here with Walter Lippmann and the manufacturing of consent. You know, he
and also, Mickey, controlling, yes, being certain that nobody gets in a position of power in this country unless they're carefully vetted and they know they're safe. The only thing allowed is some of these people get a small amount of wiggle room that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. So, and it depends, and wiggle room on certain things, but not other things.
Correct.
No wiggle room on war and peace. No wiggle room on corporate interests first over people needs. No wiggle room over anything related to national defense. And of course, doing anything to harm the privileged people in the country. Oh, a little wiggle room on things like abortion, gay rights, things of that sort. But, I mean, they massacred the health care debate, putting through, it'll pass. They'll concoct a doable bill, and it'll pass, and it'll be a big boon to the health providers.
It'll
be a knife in the back to tens of millions of people in the country who were betrayed. And, I mean, especially Office of the President, nobody possibly would even be allowed to run for president, Mickey, unless the power structure of this country that never changes, it's not Republican, it's not Democrat, it's the power structure of the country,
right.
It is fixed in place, and they pick the candidates for both parties.
Well,
nobody would be nominated
that are going to win.
Either person winning would be a safe candidate, a safe choice.
And of course, people like Mike Gravel or Dennis Kucinich or Ron Paul, they're allowed to run, of course. Ralph Nader, Cynthia McKinney, they're even further on the outside because they're not associated with, the double-headed corporate, party structure. But, I mean, they're allowed to run as comic relief so that the corporate media can take pot shots at these people to show that, these are just silly people with these ideas about democracy, and these are silly people talking about restoring the republic. Aren't they loony? Let's go back now and look at our other rock star celebrity candidates. By the way, you're allowed to critique the policy elites. You're allowed to critique the global dominance characters if you're talking about, you know, who they're sleeping with or what drugs they're using. You're allowed to talk about inane things. But if you bother to mention that, Obama gave one of the most Orwellian addresses on the international stage while he talked about how war is peace as a play out of W's handbook, I'm pretty sure that the rest of the world kind of gets it. Here, they're also getting the fact that we are delusional. Anybody that supported the idea of Obama as a candidate of hope or change, these are the people that are snookered by the salespersons of the turn of the century in long coats that'll sell elixirs for what ails you. The American people are, again, led by the nose. Their consent is largely manufactured. Crises are manufactured. Solutions are manufactured. Real problems are scarcely dealt with in real factual ways, and this contributes to, again, what we call a truth emergency, where, clearly, we live in a society where we have vast amounts of information, we even have access to it, yet we have a paucity of understanding about what any of it means. We have a population where over 70% of people watch television for their news, and that's controlled by about six companies. We even have figures from the Pew researchers that suggest that roughly the same amount of people that watch television news claim that they don't really believe much about what's happening. Well, then where are these people getting their information? What constitutes the support for the belief systems that we have for the Republican and Democratic parties? Are people even, in fact, in government paying attention to public opinion other than as an instrument to be manipulated? Again, these are all things that you would think if we had our legitimate fourth estate, a real watchdog on power, these things would be clearly coming up. They would clearly dominate the airwaves. Instead, of course, as you well know, we don't get any of these things. And your listeners can do this test if they'd like. And I do this with my students because it's, well, I guess it's frustrating, but it's kind of fun. You know, go to CNN.com and see what their leading news stories are, right? I've got them right now and right in front of me. Balloon boy dad goes to jail. That's the first thing you see over at CNN.com. Ford wins top car and truck award. New questions about full body scanners, right? But notice how there's no real debate about, you know, well, what does this mean for privacy and its lack of relation to keeping us secure? The whole idea is like, well, I guess they're going to see everybody naked. It's, again, a news abuse element. You know, again, right on the front page here, NBC pulls the plug on Leno in prime time. 100-mile-an-hour wind topples a reporter. Joe Namath's daughter is arrested. This is CNN.com. I'm reading it live right now. That is what they consider news. That is the so-called most trusted name in news.
Pretty shocking, Vicki. off the top of my head right now, the letters CNN for me stand for continuous no news.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not making this up. I mean, I wish I were making it up. I wish that I was overgeneralizing. I wish I was being hyperbolic. I wish I was. I'm not. And you could do this any time of day. And if you think CNN is a lot of fun, go over to Fox News. You want to see spin and skew. This is really amazing, the type of control, top-down control that we see in our culture. You know, if you want to, and in fact, take our so-called press corps, Helen Thomas was, you know, basically being grilled, you know, the longest sitting member of the press corps. She deviated from the terrorism script, right? Because she wants to ask a real question. See, once in a while, somebody wants to ask a real question. And what do you do with those people? Well, they're castigated. They're mocked, or they're just ignored. They're just ignored. I know you have been. If your listeners have been paying any attention, Obama's been using the same catchphrases from the Bush years. It's the terrorists. They hate our freedom. They're out to get us. And all the people at Fox can do is say, Obama was on vacation. He didn't even care that we were attacked. He was on vacation. As if they forget what Bush was doing during 9/11, just after 9/11. He did nothing about the anthrax attacks. How he did nothing as Katrina ravaged New Orleans. They have very selective and short memories over at Fox News. But again, they have very calculated moves that are designed to spin, distort, and skew. And it's amazing because they're really the part of the same global dominance group and agenda. They just don't think Obama's going about conquering the world fast enough. Or in the right way.
Republicans always beat up on Democrats, Mickey. And for some reason, Democrats usually don't return the favors, the disfavors, to Republicans. So there was a book, I forget the author, about the Reagan era called On Bended Knee, mm-hmm. meaning the media never would lift a finger to criticize Ronald Reagan. Well, they didn't really lift a finger to criticize George Bush, but they sure beat up on Bill Clinton, even though that was the golden age of neoliberalism during the 1990s.
Right.
The great bull market, there was even growth that trickled down to ordinary people under Bill Clinton, but I guess it wasn't good enough for them, Mickey,
right.
So they beat up on him relentlessly. But again, on what? On sleeping with an intern or doing whatever he did with an intern in the Oval Office or an off room from the Oval Office, cheating on his wife, getting a manicure or a haircut, whatever it was, on an airplane parked on a runway and holding up the... What kind of stuff is this to bring up about a head of state? Why don't you talk about big, real issues?
It's pretty amazing. Yeah,
how is this guy doing his job or not doing his job?
There was
well, of course, that never comes up except in the general context of Republicans beating up on Democrats. Yeah, so they're beating up on Obama. My God, Obama has just lavished benefits on corporate America, his corporate favorites, especially Wall Street, and, of course, the military. And you're criticizing this guy? How much more do you want him to do?
What's comedic to me, too, is that how they've the corporate media and the right-wing think tanks have astroturfed this teabag movement to make it look like Obama is somehow a different friend of the banks than George Bush was. Again, these people have very selective memories. As George, Gore Vidal said, we are the United States of amnesia.
Indeed, the United States of amnesia and a whole lot more. We'll be right back, Mickey. One more break.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come on, last segment with Mickey Huff. Mickey, it amazes me every single program how fast the hour goes by. I feel like we just started 3 minutes ago. But here it is near the end of the hour. Let me give it to you to finish up with final thoughts on the media or anything else.
Well, it's just a really huge topic, Stephen. And, I mean, that's why I'm just grateful that we have these opportunities to come on and talk about the things that the corporate media ignore, attack, won't discuss. And by the way, if you go to the mediafreedominternational.org website, you can see we're posting what we call validated independent news all the time. Just coming up here within the next week, we're publishing stories on Afro-Brazilians facing discrimination and poverty. We're talking about millions of people here, and the UN High Commissioner has noted that a number of issues of concern exist, including this situation for that country's indigenous people. There are other stories that we're working on right now. An H-bomb is missing, has been missing in the Savannah swamps in Georgia since 1958. This is something that Jeffrey St. Clair was writing about, something that's been in the Rock Creek Press recently. The Obama CIA connection story is another that's been making more rounds with Wayne Madsen and others. In Florida, black children have been imprisoned for life. There are 73 children, 14 years old and younger, who have been sent to life without parole in the state of Florida. 84% of prisoners in Florida are African American already. And now we're resorting to not just throwing people of color in prisons. We're now putting kids in prison again that are 14 years old or younger. I mean, why? I just rattled off a list of what CNN's talking about. Joe Namath's daughter got arrested, the former quarterback for the New York Jets. His daughter has been arrested for some reason. And that's more important than U.S. Special Forces murdering families in Syria. That's another story that we're now researching. That's actually going to be coming out. It's actually, it was published, written by Peter Coyote and Reese Ehrlich. I know you probably know Reese Ehrlich, who's done a lot of work with Norm Solomon over the years. U.S. senators protecting the formaldehyde industry. U.S. weapons are still killing people in Vietnam. These are validated independent news stories. These are the stories that we talk about when we say the news. This, and we're using colleges, universities, professors, students, libraries, databases to verify these stories. We are, as your former, one of your former guests, David Matheson, says, we are being the media, just like you, Stephen. We all can be the media, and we all have a responsibility to educate ourselves and inform ourselves. And you've got one great guest after another coming on. I feel blessed and honored to be in the ranks of these people. I don't always feel like I fit in with some of the luminaries that you have on your program, but your listeners are treated to a serious salon-style discussion every day about real news, real issues that address this ongoing truth emergency. This week, your tomorrow's show will be no different. Your interview with Robert Abele is going to be, I know, great. Bob is another one of these people fighting the truth emergency. His most recent book, Anatomy of a Deception, talks about the failures of corporate media on the lead on the run-up to the Iraq War. And these are ongoing problems and concerns right now as we see the Obama administration trumpeting its efforts now in Yemen with another lame-brained-looking kind of out-of-left-field attack, so-called attack, botched attack. People should start looking at the playbooks. They should start going back and looking at how the media is designed largely to focus the attention of the public on certain issues as distractions, to create public a certain type of perception that will behoove the elite policymakers, that will continue the prospect of
Mickey,
empire
I gotta cut you off.
And
we're,
maintain
we're
democratic out, illusion.
We're out of time. My great thanks. I wish we could go on. We will do this again next month, indeed,
thanks,
won't we?
Steven. Yes, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Mickey, and indeed, tune in tomorrow, Ramsey Baruch.
With recent internet.